How much does custom software really cost in 2026? How much will it cost to build is the first question every business owner asks, and the most frustrating one to get answered. Ask three developers, and you'll get three wildly different numbers. That's not because anyone is trying to rip you off. It's because custom software pricing is driven by a handful of factors that most quotes never explain. This guide breaks those factors down so you can walk into any conversation with a realistic budget in your head and spot a bad quote when you see one. The short answer. For 2026, here's the honest range for professionally built custom software. Project type, typical range, timeline, simple website or landing tool, $3,000, $10,000, 2-5 weeks, web app, dashboards, logins, a database, $15,000, $50,000. 2-4 months. Mobile app, iOS plus Android. $25,000, $80,000. 3-6 months. E-commerce, marketplace. $30,000, $120,000. 4-8 months. Complex platform or SaaS. $100,000 plus. 6-18 months. These are ballparks, not quotes. What moves your number up or down is everything below. What actually drives the price? 1. Scope. The number of things it does. Every distinct feature is a mini project. It has to be designed, built, tested, and maintained. A login system, a payment flow, an admin panel, email notifications, a search function, each one adds real hours. The single biggest cost mistake is underestimating how many features a simple idea actually contains. A good rule of thumb, write down everything you want it to do. Then assume the real list is about 30% longer once edge cases show up. 2. Complexity, how hard each thing is. Displaying a list of products is easy. Calculating shipping across carriers, handling refunds, syncing inventory in real time, that's hard. Two apps with the same feature count can differ 5x in price based on how much logic lives under the hood. 3. Integrations. Does it need to talk to Stripe, QuickBooks, HubSpot, a shipping API, or an existing database? Every integration is a dependency you don't control, and they're a common source of hidden hours. This is exactly the kind of glue work behind our own PaySpot.app, which connects HubSpot and Clearint. 4. Design polish. A functional but plain interface is cheaper than a pixel-perfect, animated, brand-matched experience. Neither is wrong. It's a budget lever you get to pull. 5. Who builds it? Offshore freelancers. Cheapest hourly rate, highest coordination, and quality risk. Local freelancers, small studios, the sweet spot for most small businesses. Accountable, communicative, reasonably priced. Large agencies. Premium rates for big company process and scale. The cheapest quote is rarely the cheapest project. Rework, missed requirements, and abandoned code cost far more than a fair rate up front. The costs quotes love to hide. Even a fair build price isn't the whole story. Budget for hosting and infrastructure, usually $2,200 month to start. Third-party services, payment processing fees, email providers, APIs. Maintenance, plan for roughly 15 to 20% of the build cost per year to keep it secure and working. Changes. You will want changes once real users touch it. This is normal, not failure. How to estimate before you talk to anyone. You don't need a developer to get a realistic starting number. 3 steps. List every feature in plain English. Users can log in. Admins can export a report. Tag each one simple, medium, or complex. Add up the ranges, or let a calculator do it for you. That last step is exactly why we built our free software project cost estimator. Answer a few questions about what you're building, and it gives you an instant, no sign-up ballpark you can budget around before you ever get on a call. The bottom line, custom software isn't priced by the page or by the hour in a way you can guess at. It's priced by scope, complexity, integrations, polish, and who builds it. Understand those 5 levers, and you'll never be blindsided by a quote again. When you're ready to put a number on your idea, start with the estimator below. It takes about a minute, and you'll come away with a range you can actually plan with.